Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I'm super crazy excited to have my very good friend, Adrian Stevens, on to talk all about Xamarin University, which is honestly like the best way not only to get started with Xamarin, but to really take your career in a whole other direction. So, Adrian, thank you, first and foremost, my Canadian friend, for joining me via Skype, this beautiful, wonderful technology brought to you by Microsoft.
You are very welcome. It is an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you, James.
Now, people may have seen you before because you've been, you've done some different events here, and you maybe you've been in the studio before, correct?
Yeah, I've been around Xamarin and Microsoft for a while now. So I actually started off as a Xamarin University trainer. And so if anyone is familiar with Xamarin University, they may have taken courses with me. And yeah, you know, I've been at the Evolve events, of course, and done some training there. And yeah, and I've been down to Redmond a couple times, most recently for the Visual Studio 2017 launch.
Oh, very nice. And then I think by the time that this comes out, we'll have just been here for .NET Conference, which you did, you know, there's a whole bunch of training going on too. So Xamarin University itself, maybe a lot of people are brand new because like you do some interactive events, but then a lot of it is online too. Can you tell everyone a little bit about what the heck is Xamarin University in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, yeah. So, I mean, Xamarin University, the short answer is it's the premier place to learn how to develop using Xamarin. And, you know, we've offered two big components to our training. One is we've got a really great selection of free online self-guided courses.
I like
and
free.
They're a really great place to get started. I think we'll talk more about that in a moment. And we also offer live training, and this is with live expert Xamarin University instructors. So these are guys and girls that they really know their stuff. And their live courses usually on 2 to 3 hours. You can go in and get expert guidance, take the courses, learn really cool things, learn how to build stuff with Xamarin, and hopefully go off and build apps and prosper.
So would you say that for Xamarin University, is it someone starting their career trying to learn iOS and Android? Or what if I don't know anything about C#? Or what if I don't know anything about iOS or Android? Or what if I've been doing it for 5 years? So like, is it still something I should try out? Like, what category of developers should be looking at Xamarin University?
It's an excellent question. So historically, we've focused on developers that have some C# experience and some .NET experience. But if you're new to C# and new to .NET, we actually have some courses to get you ramped up on C# as well. Now, but if you have those existing skills, you can jump in and learn Xamarin, and we'll get you started. We'll teach you about the platform. We'll teach you how to build native applications for iOS, native applications for Android using Xamarin, and of course, how to build cross-platform applications with Xamarin Forms. Now for the advanced developers, if you've been around the Xamarin world for a while, we do have more advanced topics. I mean, you know, we look at everything like consuming REST services, you know, accessing database. We even have some enterprise-level courses, you know, building full services and sharing your code, sharing your DTOs, your data transfer objects between your mobile client and your backend service, you know, probably with ASP.NET. So we really try to offer content for all levels.
That's really cool. So there's the free self-guided, there's the actual live interactive classes, which I've gone through certification. I became a certified developer. I think, I don't know if I needed to renew or not, but I definitely have a plaque and that's all I care about. And I figured after about 6 years of doing mobile development, I finally get certified and shipping 70 apps. So it was go time, but it was fun. I had a lot of fun in the classes. And I think for a lot of people that have never experienced either the self-guided or the actual live training, I think it's going to be a delight, because I think what you wanted to do is kind of maybe walk through everything and what Xamarin University is, how they get started, and things like that. Do you want to do that?
I would love to show you everything about Xamarin University.
Cool, let's do it. I'm ready. What you got?
All right, great. So I think I'd like to start with the free side, if that works for you. There's some new content there. I'm really excited about that. And then I want to show you what you get for the live instruction as well.
Cool. So everything you're going to show me at the beginning here is completely free. Like I don't, do I have to enter a credit card? Do I have to sign up for anything or anything like that? Or is it just out there?
No credit card. You do need to register for an account.
Okay.
That's completely free. So you'll sign up and you get, we get a free account, and actually gives you trial access to a couple of the live classes as well. But I think I'm getting ahead of myself. So maybe I'll jump in.
Let's do it. I get too excited. I think that's the problem. So I'm like, let's about this. So, all right,
this
cool. So everything's free.
All right, I'm going to share my screen.
All right.
Let's get that going. And here we go, actually. Let me switch over to this tab, and I'm going to go right to the start of university.xamarin.com. And this is, of course, our website. It's our web portal, and this is where you'll start. You can see I'm signed in because my little face up in the right-hand corner, and so I've got an account. And if you're new, you'll just create an account, give an email address and a name, and you're all set. And you'll notice that there's a lot to take in here. We've got a lot of great information, and right away you see tracks, and these are the different sections, different course categories we have here at Xamarin University. And we click on the courses link. This is a great place to start, and you see we're on the certification track by default. And I'm gonna come back to that. What I want to start with is the self-guided. So notice here I've got Xamarin 110. This is our Introduction to Cross-Platform Mobile Development. And this is a really fantastic course. This is a course where we're going to learn all about sharing code across platforms. So we're making an Android app and an iOS app and maybe a UWP app. We want to share our business logic between all three platforms. This would be the course to start. Now, if I click on this course, now you can see we get some information, and there's lots of details. And a lot of this pertains to the instructor-led. But notice here that we've got this course is available as a self-guided learning class. And we can start that now. So I'm going to click on this, and it's going to jump over to our self-guided portal.
Oh, cool.
And here we go. And here we are. We're into the class. So this is 100% free.
And very you cool. See, yeah, here we go. I've never seen this before. Because when I did university training, there was no self-guided. It was all there was out there. I had to have an account. I had to be paying. So this is all new to me. This is really cool. So this is, you can tell our designers did a beautiful job with this site too. I love it.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's really fun to we've leveraged a lot of talent across a lot of places in Xamarin and Microsoft to build this, and we're really proud of it. And so you can see right here, this is our overview page for the course, our introduction to cross-platform. We see our course authors, Mark Smith, a name you probably recognize, Adam Patridge, one of our curriculum authors in Xamarin University, and I actually contributed a little bit to this course as well.
Very cool. Nice.
We've got our overview, and I think a lot of this is pretty self-explanatory. You know, we've got a rough guidance on time and some links that might be useful to get you started, but let's start learning. And this is really the experience of working with our free training, our free courses at Xamarin University. And, you know, we'll talk about, you know, we'll give you generally a little bit of overview and so a little bit of text, but what's really exciting about this is it's video-driven.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're going to click on the link, and I'm going to mute it. Well, actually, I'll let it run a little bit. And so you see, we can hear, and this is Mark Smith, who's an excellent instructor and really an excellent developer on all things Microsoft Xamarin. But take a look. So we see they're very animated. There's a lot going on. We try and keep the videos interesting, exciting. And
I
want to show off
monkeys, I assume. Lots of monkeys, I have to imagine, all through university training.
Definitely some monkeys that appear in our content, yes. And notice the length here. So our videos are typically between 3 and 7 minutes, and the idea is they're easily digestible. They're broken down by a singular concept. Okay. And so in this video, Mark is talking about maximizing your shared code. And when you finish the video, then you can move on. We've got our navigation, our lower right-hand corner, and click the next button. Off we go. And this is very typical on our self-guided portal. You'll learn something, and then you'll have a chance to validate your knowledge. So whether you're doing an interactive quiz, and again, the word quiz sometimes makes people nervous. This is just, it's a way to test your knowledge. Or you might have an exercise or some other type of interactive piece. So all code you build with Xamarin is shareable across all platforms. James, is that true or is that false?
Well, now, so when you think of Xamarin, right, it's not cross-compiled. So no, because there is some native iOS and Android code, so it can't be. It'd be funny if I get it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo. That was. I get my heart was fluttering a little bit actually right there.
The quiz. Yes. Absolutely.
I like that.
And of course, we can always leverage our platform-specific code in our shared code. You know, we've got many fun ways of doing that. You know, via abstractions. But no, it's not all shareable. It's not all compilable and shareable that way.
Yeah.
And so again, we go on and we see, and this is really the pattern you'll follow through. You know, another video. So and this is actually another really great example of ways of bringing in shareable code. And of course, James is something that I know you're very passionate about that you put a lot of time into creating cross-platform components so we can bring in to our applications.
Very cool.
And what I love about this here, and this is a great example, of course, is that we're showing you concrete things. And like, we're going to show you great things you can bring into your application right now, get you started, get you building cross-platform mobile applications. So these are tangible skills you can apply right away.
So is all of the training that I'm seeing here is kind of, I read a little bit, I'm learning a little bit. Is there doing? Do I get to do stuff? Or is like, because this is 101, I don't get to do too much. Or like, Do I get to do stuff? Because I want to, you know, I learn a lot by coding.
Absolutely. And I am very glad you asked. So as you progress through, I don't remember the exact order. I think there's one more video than an exercise, but I'm going to jump ahead. So I'm going to hit our hamburger menu here.
Oh,
and
cool.
This shows you the overview, and you see I'm up to section 5.
Nice.
And the course is generally between, you know, 50 and 60, and you'll find, you know, some people go, oh, wow, 60 pieces. It moves quite quickly. You know, so they're short videos, interactive pieces, and again, this will, you'll go through this in about an hour, hour and a half. And if you scroll down, we have exercises, and exactly as you asked for. And we've got interactive pieces.
Okay.
And we're going to walk you through the steps of completing exercises that pertain to the content that you just learned.
Oh, nice.
And here's an excellent example where we've actually provided a starter solution. Some of the exercises will require you to download some code to get started, and that's just you not doing all of the busy work. Sometimes we'll give you something to expand from. But very often, we'll create the exercises so you're actually doing file new. So you're building brand new applications throughout these courses. And throughout a course, there'll be, you know, 3, 4, 5 exercises. And very often, you'll start a brand new exercise in the first brand new project, the first exercise, and you'll continue to work on that throughout the course in exercises 3, 4, 5. And so by the end, you've actually got, you've got an example of something that's getting towards a real world application, doing, you know, real world things, like consuming, you know, REST services, storing things in a SQLite database, sharing code cross platform.
Very cool. Yeah, I like that. So I'm a big fan of when I got started. It's like you still need to learn the concept. So it's really nice that the actual source material that's teaching the things and then go apply it, right? So that's like, learn some stuff, then apply it, learn stuff. Now, can I see that some of the other sections aren't necessarily highlighted yet. Can I start and then stop at any time? Do I have to do it all in one go?
No, absolutely not. So this is training. And you know, we always say at Dam University that we want you to get out of it what you want. And so you can piecemeal these. And again, with the videos, they're meant to be contained concepts. So if you're just curious about how to perform class mirroring, jump to the section, learn about class mirroring. Maybe the rest of this you're familiar with, or it's just not interesting, not pertaining to what you're working on right now. That's okay.
Okay.
And so you can jump around, and so they're meant to be bite-sized, but they're also meant to be learned as a package. So there is a flow to it, but it's not a firm requirement. But there is some benefit to going through the entire classes and completing really all the classes we have here on our self-guided learning portal, because you can earn a certification.
Oh, cool. Yeah, how many classes are there in the self-guide? Is it just like really introduction, or like is there more advanced stuff? Because, you know, I always worry when I sign up for and trying to learn anything, it's just like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to get really limited. I'm not going to actually learn some stuff. Like, what all can I learn, I guess?
Excellent.
For free.
So I just jumped over to our, let me just show you how I did this here. So from our navigation menu, there's the course catalog.
Okay.
And this gives you an overview of really our sections, our tracks, and our self-guided learning portal. So of course, we see Xamarin Forms. And this encapsulates Xamarin Forms, or cross-platform UI, as well as really just cross-platform development in general. So you saw our code on our class on code sharing. Of course, you can learn some Xamarin iOS and some Xamarin Android. And so with that, you've got the foundation you need to build both native and Xamarin Forms applications. We even have a course on UWP, and this gives you the fundamentals, and this is here to fill in that knowledge, so make sure you understand what you need to know on UWP to build Xamarin Forms applications. And of course, we're really excited about this. We've got some Azure content as well.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so this is really exciting, and so of course Azure, it's a big platform. There's a lot to learn, and so we're not trying to teach you all things Azure. What we want to teach you is the Azure that you'll need to know to build cross-platform mobile applications with Xamarin.
Yeah, and it looks like I'm learning a lot here, not just an introduction, but also building the client, doing authentication. So, I mean, there's some real weight to the actual knowledge that I'm gaining here, it looks like, too, which I kind of like, because that's, like I said, there's like the 101 stuff, but then like authentication is pretty advanced. I mean, if you've ever run through it, it's not the easiest thing to grasp your head around, but that's pretty, and this is all free right here.
This is all free, 100% free. Again, it's all at your own pace. And very similar format. You still click the Learn Now. Again, we see our course authors. We can start learning. And again, very similar format. You start with a video, we'll have interactive pieces, and of course, again, exercises.
Cool.
And yeah, especially with the Azure, I love the exercises. You get your hands on it. And I know a lot of us developers, you know, are new to working in the cloud.
Yeah.
And this is a great way to get your hands on it, to leverage your Xamarin skills, and then integrate to an Azure backend to your application.
Very cool. Nice. And you said there's some certification that occurs. If I do the free stuff, you said I get something out of it. What do I get out of it?
Absolutely. So we have we actually have two certifications at Xamarin University, and if you complete the free training on Xamarin University on the SGL, you can earn the Xamarin Certified Mobile Professional Certification.
Oh, cool.
And so that really that's a designation to show that you understand the fundamentals of Xamarin development. So you understand how to build a Xamarin iOS native application, a Xamarin Android native application, and build a Xamarin Forms application. And so really showing to your employers, your peers, that you understand the fundamentals of building mobile applications with Xamarin.
Got it.
You see, there's a lot to learn here on the SGL. And so with that, you've actually got a really great start into your development career.
Nice. Yeah, so I can go all through the self-guided a whole bunch, kind of get that badge certification. And I've basically learned the core fundamentals is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Nice.
So, and I'll show you quickly. So on iOS, we've got an introduction, and then working with the Xamarin designer for iOS. So you'll build complete applications, build a designer UI, and so you have a foothold. You'll know how to start. You sit down, your tools set up, and you're ready to build Xamarin iOS applications using the tools provided by Xamarin. Same on the Android side.
All right, cool. Now, what about once I'm done with that, like I've crushed it, I'm like, I love self-guided. I did all of it. There's nothing left for me to do. Like, am I done? Is there more? Like, what's next?
Of course, there's definitely more. And so this is exciting. We love the self-guided, and we want to get developers on board building Xamarin applications. But sometimes you want more depth. You want more detail, and you want guided expert advice as you go through.
Yeah.
And that's where our instructor-led training comes in. So I'm going to go back to our portal. I'll close this down. And so we go back to our portal, we see we have all these tracks, and if we go to our courses list, we've actually got around 80 different courses. So I said we've got 18 on the self-guided learning portal. We've got 80 courses here on the live side. And so you see there are some of the same courses, but we actually goes a lot deeper. And so we get into advanced cross-platform mobile development, data binding, using Lisp, using Xamarin Forms, deeper topics, things that are going to help you understand how to architect your Xamarin Forms applications, how to architect your iOS and Android applications, how to pick a navigation pattern, how to do things like performance tune and performance test your applications. We've got testing. Again, we've got the enterprise courses. And so this is going to take you really to the next level. And we've got another certification track for the live courses as well. And this is the Xamarin Certified Mobile Developer. And that's a certification that supersedes the Xamarin Certified Mobile Professional Certification. And again, it's showing to your peers and to your potential employers that you've got the skills to choose really which strategy to pick when building a mobile application. Should we use Xamarin Native? Should we be building native UI on each platform, or should we be using Xamarin Forms?
Got it.
How should we architect our code? How should what's our code sharing strategy? If using shared projects versus PCLs versus .NET standard.
What happens when you click on one of those? So these are all live classes, but I imagine that all 80 of them are not happening all at the same time. So how does that work?
So we've got quite a few instructors, and we've got instructors all over the world. So let's take a look at one. Let's do Xamarin 300. It's a great example. And so it's our advanced cross-platform mobile development. And this is a great class. This is the next. This is the continuation of the one I showed you on SGL, the Xamarin 110. And you can see here that we've got a number of slots, and really we've got a good selection here. So I'm in Vancouver, I'm on the West Coast, so this is reflecting my time zone. So Judy's teaching Xamarin 300, advanced cross-platform mobile development, at 9 a.m. on September 18th. Now notice here, so Renee is actually in Germany, and so he teaches this at midnight my time, which, hey, I'm a software developer, that might work for me. Midnight to 2:30 a.m. might work. But really, this is meant obviously more for people in European time zones. And again, here, so Jesse, he's on the East Coast. And again, we've got people really around the world. And see again, Chris, he's in the 5 a.m. time slot, which again could work, might be an early riser. But again, it's meant for people. He's over in South Africa. And so you can see it's actually very flexible, and it's not hard to find a time slot that's going to work for you because we have instructors. Again, see Glenn here. Glenn's in Australia. Yeah. So we've kind of got really the world covered, and we try and scale these courses fairly consistently, in different time zones or earlier intervals, so it's easy to get in and take the course that you want to take.
Now, once I register, like what happens next? Like, do you said it's live though, right? So it's not like the self-guided was all like was stepping through. Is it a similar experience, or what does that look like?
It is a similar experience, but it's guided by the instructor. So, okay. For example, if I was to set register with Judy's here for the class, and so you can set up add to the calendar, and I'm now registered for her class. Now, Judy would come on, and it's a webcast, so it's actually very similar to the experience you're seeing here. And so you'd hear Judy's voice, much like you hear mine, and she's going to walk you through some slides, some core content, which is really analogous to those videos I showed you on SGL. And that'll be intermixed with exercises. So we've got downloadable course materials. See the link here. This will download the lab instructions, any starter solutions you might need. So much like we saw on SGL, where we had a starter project for the exercise, that material will be included here as well. And then you'll work through it with Judy. So she'll teach you the concepts, and then you'll have a chance to practice those concepts in an exercise. And loosely speaking, probably do 3 to 4 exercises in a class. Classes range from 2 to 3 hours. And so you'll have a really solid grasp, really solid foundation of that topic at the end of that 2 to 3 hours. But the best part here is it's very much like we're talking now. Students can have their microphones on. Mm. Students can ask questions, and they can interact with the instructor. The tools we use allow you to type text questions. You can chit-chat almost like it's like you're using Skype, you're messaging away, as well as, again, using direct voice chat.
Do you ever see any of the classes kind of go off track where all of a sudden like someone really has evolved like discussions and then it goes off to a total thing? And does that ever happen, or do they guide it back to what's going on?
It does a little bit. Now, our instructors, I mean, they're pros. These guys are really good at what they do. And so we try and stick to the schedule. But the nice thing about the live experience is that we can shape the class to the needs of the students. And back when I was instructing, I can give some examples where I had smaller classes. And, you know, maybe a class like this where the first section students were familiar with, but they were very unfamiliar with later sections, we might skim over the early stuff and then dive into later stuff and then go off topic. And absolutely that happens. But what we try to encourage students to do is not necessarily go too far off topic in courses, in the classes themselves. Now, it's always fantastic to ask questions because some really great things come out of it. But if you've got deeper questions, we actually have the ability to schedule one-on-one sessions with the instructors.
Oh, cool. So if I have additional questions after the class, I'm like, all right, I know that I'm about to go off track completely. I really need an expert to actually sit down with me later. I can do that.
Absolutely. So if I go to the portal here, I go up to schedule.
Oh, cool.
And we link here to office hours. If I click on this, the way we do this is we actually have you request it. So you're going to request a class here. It's actually across an office hour, and you go here and go, and I would really like some help designing my login screen for my Xamarin Forms application. Go ahead and submit that, and our training coordinators will take a look at this, and what we like to do is actually sync you up with the instructor that has the most relevant skills for your question. Now, something like, I'm looking at my development environment. Of course, all our instructors are experts at this. But sometimes we'll get questions that are a little bit off topic from XAMU. But the great thing with the instructors is they're not just trainers. They're all developers. They're passionate about the tech. They love the technology. And they're constantly learning. They're constantly playing. And so they've got a lot of expertise. And so you can actually ask questions that are a little outside of Xamarin. And we'll do our very best to help. We can't promise to cover all things all the time. But you know, if you're asking Visual Basic questions, we might not be able to help you. But C#.NET and mobile, you know, in that world, Azure, of course, you know, these guys, they're pretty talented.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And so I'm going through the classes. Is there a way for me to see, like, because there's a lot of classes, like, how do I know how far along I am in my certification? Or, like, if I am certified, how does that work?
Absolutely. So if we go back to our homepage, you can see the different tracks. And so it shows your completion of these tracks as well. And if I go over to certification, we can get a bit better overview of the certification. And so this will show you all the classes you need. And so here's for our professional certification.
Now, so these are all the ones in green here I'm seeing. Those are the mobile pro, and then there's the mobile dev, which is the after you sign up. Now, but do I just have to finish the classes? It says here I have to pass a certification exam. How does that work?
Yeah, excellent question. So yes, you have to complete the classes first and foremost. And so you can do that through, so for the Xamarin Certified Mobile Professional, you can do it through the self-guided learning. or through live training.
Okay.
And again, you can mix and match. So if you're a paid subscriber for the live training, you can still use the self-guided learning portal, of course. And so you can take some of them at your own pace, and some of them you can have instructor led, and it's entirely up to you. And part of the charm of Xamarin University is that flexibility. And so once you've completed all the course requirements for your mobile professional certification, you're going to write an exam. And that's an online exam. And when you pass the exam, then you get your certification. And okay. then that means you're now eligible to work towards the Xamarin Certified Mobile Developer Certification.
Got it.
And so these are the courses here in yellow. And so this is getting the more advanced content. And what you're going to see here is actually, so the certification requirements are actually changing fairly soon. So we're launching a new set of courses actually next month, October 15th. And so this will expand a little bit more as well.
Cool.
And once you've completed all the required courses for the year's Xamarin Certified Mobile Developer, you'll be eligible to write the second exam, and that certification supersedes the previous one.
Oh,
and
nice.
Again, this is really meant to show that you've got more advanced skills. Again, you understand performance tuning, you understand how to pick your development strategy, whether it's native or Xamarin Forms. It really show you that you've got a really solid grasp of mobile development with Xamarin.
Yeah, I like that. Very cool. And is there anything else? So seems like we've went through the self-guided, went through the live interactive training, went through the certification. Is there anything, I mean, there's already so much. Is there anything else that Xamarin University has that, like, even if I'm on the free stuff or anything like that, like, what else do I get? Any little tidbits?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do want to point out quickly that, of course, we have a lot of courses that aren't part of certification. So
Okay. The
certification focuses on core content, but we've got a ton of deeper courses as well. And some of my favorites here are things like doing mapping in Android, mapping in iOS. We've got some really great classes on touch interaction with some really fun examples. One of the classes, we actually built a drawing application, a multi-touch drawing application.
Oh, cool.
And so there's a lot of, you know, so there's some courses that are maybe not quite required for every application you make, but still some really valuable knowledge. So, you know, make sure to check out the catalog, not just the certification courses. And again, we can spend a lot of time looking at the courses, but yeah, there's a lot of other things here as well. If I go to lectures, as I hover this, we see we've got three sections here. So we've got guest lectures. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. I'm going to start on lightning lectures. I just like to talk about the trainers. No. Well, the trainers, I mean, they're what drive Xamarin University. And these guys and girls, these men and women, these professionals, they're fantastic. They're really great people, but they're really talented. And so not only are they teaching the classes, but when they're working on new technology, they're learning new skills, and they're passionate about something, they'll often record something we like to call lightning lectures. Mm, cool. So these are shorter videos, and they're generally 15, 20 minutes, and it's the instructors that have taken the time to just teach you about a concept. And so here's a great example. So Judy did a video on fingerprint scanning in Xamarin Forms. Not something we need in every application, but biometrics, really amazing, really fantastic. And
yeah,
she's going to walk you through the steps to integrate that into a Xamarin Forms application.
Oh, cool.
Renee, deep linking with Xamarin Forms in Azure. Fantastic. You know, Glenn, I haven't watched this one yet. Glenn, you need to watch this. So he did a video on Microsoft Azure Cosmos Database. And so how are we going to create a Cosmos DB and wire it up to a Xamarin Forms application? So things that we don't need all the time, but you know, interesting new concepts, new technologies. Mark, yes, the Xamarin Live Player. So there's a ton of amazing content here beyond just the core courses.
Nice. Yeah, so a lot of like cool little things that people are doing that you don't even know. Like just like these are really cool things that I want to learn about, and these are really nice little short videos straight to the point. That's cool.
Exactly.
It's like my snack packs here on the Xamarin.
Well, actually, I was just thinking, I'm like, I know someone who does things very much like this. Yeah, so exactly, a lot like your snack packs. Absolutely. Yeah. And then this leads nicely to our guest lectures, which you've done for us, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the past I've done a few here and there. Yeah,
done a couple. Yeah, absolutely, which we very much appreciate. And so the guest lectures, we bring in the luminaries, bring in people that are experts on various technologies, and these are often related to mobile development, but they're not necessarily. You know, they're always development topics, but sometimes we'll even go a little bit outside of core Xamarin. And we'll have the experts come in and spend an hour doing a live presentation. Then we record them, and you can come back and you can find out fun things. So all about Roslyn. This is a fantastic video. Another one I need to watch. Intro to game development. So we don't do a whole lot of game development. We're a little more business focused on Xamarin U. But how great is this? We can get an hour crash course from Mike on game development with Unity. And again, I won't go through all of them, but there's a big list of content. And so on top of the courses, we've got experts coming in delivering unique live presentations. We've got our trainers developing more content. So there's really, it's sometimes it feels almost endless what you can do. and then of course, Xamarin, we're part of Microsoft. And so, you know, we've done some work with Channel 9 as well. And of course you can get over Channel 9. And so we do have, we've been doing a number of webinars as well. So just more free training we put out there. And there's a lot of things here on Channel 9. Of course, James, I know you've done a ton of these. I've done a couple of these as well. And again, just lots of great content, you know, getting you started, getting you building your first XamarinFront applications, getting you started with iOS and Android. And so really, this is all about just more reach, more breadth, and making sure that you've got lots of avenues to, you know, be successful with Xamarin.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, there's so much great content out there. And when I, you know, I, when I got started learning originally, it was more about, oh, let me go ahead and click on, you know, this little sample, download it, read a bit, and there wasn't that much interactive learning. So it's amazing just to be able to go on to a class, learn a subject. So I'm still learning. I think as mobile expands, I keep seeing new and new classes. Like you said, you're about to refresh the classes. So you guys refresh the classes all the time then?
Yeah, so we're constantly updating existing courses. So, you know, if you see a course has been online for a year or two or even sometimes three, that doesn't mean it's a three-year-old course.
Okay.
You know, we come back every month or two. We review them. It's pretty fantastic. You know, the trainers teach these courses constantly, and we, you know, they keep us on our toes on the curriculum side. They make sure that everything is up to date, everything is current, and of course we're constantly evaluating that, and then we're always adding new courses as well. So I can give you a little sneak preview of some things that are in the pipeline. We're currently working on a new iOS course, and it's all about consuming resources and images in iOS.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, something that's very useful. So, you know, but not just how to load an image, but how to load a PDF vector image in iOS. You know, okay. How to do a dynamic launch screen using storyboards, and even how to consume resources for the brand new iPhones. You know, for the at 3x Retina devices. You know, the iPhone X. We've got some advanced content on Xamarin Forms navigation coming. We're gonna have some more content on DevOps in a few months as well. So yeah, we're always writing new content, and of course Azure. We've got a few Azure ideas in the pipeline as well.
Awesome, I love it. There's so much. I'll put all the links in the show notes below. Not only the self-guided, to the university training, to the blog post that we did on the new certification. And Adrian, this has been awesome. Thank you for really giving this huge, awesome guided tour of Xamarin University. Now I want to go back and like go and take a bunch of classes that I need to go catch up on some of this new stuff like biometrics. I need to go figure all that stuff out. Well, thanks for coming on, Adrian. Have a fun time up in Canada, and I think I may see you in a few days here for .NET Conf. So
absolutely, hopefully see you at Redmond. And thank you so much for having me on. It's been an absolute pleasure, James.
Absolutely. Well, until next time, I'm James Montemagno. This has been the Xamarin Show. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. It's either in that corner or that corner. Who knows? Thanks again to Adrian, and thanks for watching.